Yeah, Brian Mazeroski here with you on Election Day. Happy to be here, and happy you're with me on WBEN. Your place to be for Election Day, especially later on tonight, 9 o'clock, when the polls close, the results come in. Hear them here first on WBEN. Constant updates throughout the evening on how things are going across the country and, of course, right here in your own backyard. So it is Election Day. A few things that I want to talk with you about today. You know, first off, and teased this a little bit yesterday, I am always interested. 803-0930, by the way, is how you reach me. 803-0930. Give me a call and join me. You can also send a text on our Volkswagen Orchard Park text board. I am always interested. I love to ask people what makes a good political candidate for you. I mean, just party aside, I feel like if more people chose their vote that way or tailored their vote to not red or blue or, you know, some major issues, but just strictly to the person and to a set of principles. I mean, what would a candidate, a perfect candidate, look like to you? And to me, that's something you can apply. It doesn't matter what you're voting for. A mayor, a town supervisor, a governor, the president, a senator, a state senator, any level of government. If you can have like a few key things, how would you describe the person you want to vote for, your ideal candidate? And who as a person best fits that? That is how I like to kind of go about choosing my ballot on Election Day. So I will throw that out there and ask you, what is important? What is the quality? I mean, no names, no, just in general. What quality are you looking for in an elected official? Is it, I mean, does it have to be as like trustworthy, something that goes in, something like that? What is that quality you're looking for in an elected official? You can let me know. 803-0930 throughout the day. But I also want to play a little let's make a deal on Election Day. Because there's things that interest me. You know, how much does Election Day really matter to you? How much, when the results roll in and you're listening to them here on WBEN, how much does it matter to you? How much do you really think? Because I can sit here and ask you and, you know, I'll get one answer, but I don't know if I'll ever get the truth of, you know, what really changes. No matter the results tonight, what's going to happen tomorrow? The gas is still going to be the same. You know, the gallon of milk's still going to be the same. What really changes tomorrow? And I could sit here and we could talk about that. But, I don't know if we ever really get anywhere. So, you know, what are questions you can, you know, how does it really matter to you? How do we get to the root of that? I'm trying to think of, all right, so let's make a deal. I thought up of a couple questions that I'll pose to you that might test how much it really matters when it comes to who wins and who loses on Election Day. So let's make a deal. 803-0930 to join me today. Give me a call. Send me a text. Which would you rather have? With the news that's come out over the last 24 hours or so, which would you rather have? Your candidate lose or Josh Allen miss four games? Which would you rather have? I put it up. It's let's make a deal. You get to choose one or the other. You have your preferred candidate win, but Josh Allen misses the next month or so of football, or your candidate loses and Josh Allen is perfectly healthy the rest of the year. Let's make a deal. You have to choose one. Which one is it? 803-0930. Because I think that is a good barometer of where you are. I can tell you without a doubt, most of the people in my life, most of the people I talk to, and certainly most of the people who would be around my age, I can tell you which way they would go. They would say, I don't care who wins at the ballot box today. I want Josh Allen in. I mean, that's it. But what is it for you? Which would you rather have? Your candidate lose or Josh Allen miss the next month-ish of games? Now, I think I know the answer I'm going to get from you, you people who are listening to me right now. We'll try this out. We'll go to the phones, 803-0930 to join me and weigh in. Give me a call. Send a text here. We'll go to start with Debbie in Niagara Falls. Debbie, how's it going this morning? Let's make a deal. Which would you rather have? Your candidate loses today or Josh Allen misses the next month?
It's a no-brainer. I would rather have Josh Allen miss the next month. I mean, the quality of life is going to affect us, the price of gas, the price of food, and everything else.
You really think that's true?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want Hochul to have mask us down the next time she gets the urge to do that for the next year, have how many businesses go out of business. No, Hochul cannot get in. No, it would make a lot of difference. We've already seen. She wants to shut the state down and mask us. She did it. Well, wants to increase our TS, you know, yes, it's a no-brainer. Of course I'm a football fan. I have one son in Fort Myers that lit. Thank God the Bills are winning. They lost the last time. But, I mean, that was the one bright spot in his day since he's rebuilding his home from the Hurricane Ian. But, I'm a Bills fan. But when it comes to quality of life, and it does make a lot of difference with the governor, I think we've all seen that.
All right. Well, Debbie, thank you very much for the call. 803-0930 to join in. And this is going. Listen, I've got another one coming for you, which is why, because I'm getting what I expected to be the response from you guys. We'll go to Rick. Rick in Akron. Rick, all right, let's make a deal. Your candidate lose or Josh Allen misses the next month?
Well, I want my candidate to win so bad that he could sit out the rest of the year, as far as I'm concerned.
All right, Rick, thanks for the call. I had a feeling. I had a feeling, which is to say, you know what? I hear you, and I see it all coming in on the text board here. I hear you, and I just want to say, the answer to that question is much more varied than you might think. If this question were asked down the aisle on WGR, what do you think the response would be? So I have another one. Let's make a deal. And you can still weigh in. All right. Have your candidate lose or Josh Allen misses the next month. You know, how much do you really think it matters who wins today? Here's another. The Powerball jackpot. We still are waiting. We still are waiting. What if I told you that I was holding up the Powerball numbers to make a deal with you? Which would you rather have? Would you take the deal? The Powerball jackpot of $1.9 billion. You win the Powerball. I can guarantee it. Would you take this deal? I can guarantee you. You win the Powerball. You have the correct numbers. You win the entire jackpot. But here's the catch. Your preferred candidate loses, not just today. Your preferred candidate in every race loses for the rest of your life. Do you take the deal? Do you take the deal? 803-0930. You win the Powerball, but the catch is your preferred candidate in every box on that ballot loses for the rest of your life. Do you take that deal? $1.9 billion. I mean, before taxes. But still, you'd be a billionaire. What's the price? 803-0930. We'll go to the phones. We'll go to Joe in Hamburg. All right, Joe. What do you think? Would you accept that deal? You win the Powerball, but your preferred candidate will never win an election the rest of your life.
You know what, Joe? I want to comment on both sides.
This is Brian, by the way. You're Joe.
Brian, I'm sorry. I want to comment on both deals. First of all, pertaining to the Powerball, you would never have to worry about what a politician thinks the rest of your life if you win that Powerball, because you would have so much money that it wouldn't matter. You know, it wouldn't matter, you know, politics-wise. So, I mean, obviously, I would take the money.
Okay. Oh, before you answer the first question, the Josh Allen question, Joe. Now I have to go. All right. So you would take the money. You win the Powerball. What if the jackpot was $1 billion?
The jackpot was $1 billion, and you're still looking at $400 million for the rest of your life. I mean, you know that.
What if the jackpot was $500 million?
You know what? Jackpot was still $500 million. I mean, you could live comfortably off of $200 million the rest of your life without worrying about politicians.
The jackpot is now $100 million. Do you take it?
You know what? Seems as I'm 55, I would still probably take the jackpot.
$1 million. Do you take it?
God, no.
Really? Okay. Interesting. All right. Your candidate loser, Josh Allen, misses four games.
You know what? Josh is young. I don't want a short-term gain of him him being okay for my candidate to lose for the next 2, 4, 6 years. Josh will heal. Politics for the next 2 years may, go even worse. I'd rather have my candidate win.
Hey, thanks for the call, Joe. Thanks for playing along. What about you? Interesting. And everyone, you keep on going down. $1 million. Huh? You still got me. That's a house. Taxes for the rest of your life. Right? What do you think? What would you rather have? And the Josh Allen question, right? It's your candidate lose today. That's not a rest of your life. Or Josh Allen misses four games. How much does it matter to you? And really what you're weighing is 4 years or four games. Right? 4 years or four games. Which matters the most? Now, the games are the Vikings, the Browns, if it matters. I don't know if it does for you. 803-0930 to join us. All right, we'll go to Dick in Clarence. Dick, I have the Powerball winning ticket. I will give it to you, but you will never have your preferred candidate win an election for as long as you live. Do you take it?
Well, that's a real easy answer, because what I would do is I'd take the money and start voting for Democrats.
Well, no. That's not how it works. You don't get to fiddle around with this. It's in your heart of hearts, the person you prefer to win loses the rest of your life. Do you take the money?
Yeah, I'd take the money.
I wouldn't blame you. I certainly wouldn't blame. But what is your price? If it's half the jackpot, the jackpot's $1 billion, do you take the money?
Absolutely.
$1 million I'll give to you. No taxes or anything like that. Your preferred candidate loses the rest of your life.
Keep the money.
Really?
Keep the money.
$2 million.
Keep the money.
$5 million.
You're getting closer.
Everyone's, I feel like the million-dollar man. I'm Ted DiBiase here. Everyone's got his price. Hey, Dick, thanks. right? Every man has a price. What do you think? $5 million, I'm getting closer. $5 million and $1. I'm sitting here laughing in my suit with the little gold sparklies on the lapel. Ha 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 ha. Right? That's Ted DiBiase. There was another DiBiase, right? He was also Ted, though. So either way, I'm getting it right. Ted DiBiase. Let us know. 803-0930. Keep them coming in. Someone on our text board, you're talking about the future of our nation versus money or a stupid game. What's important to you? You're talking about the future of our nation. I would say one thing to this, and that is be careful with your own hubris. Because you're assuming you're never making a mistake in your life. I'd like to think I'm smart enough and my ego is small enough to think that, hey, if I took that deal, I took the money and my preferred candidate would lose for the rest of my life, that, you know what? Maybe I'm 50-50 at best in choosing who the best candidate is in the first place. Because maybe my preferred candidate isn't always the best candidate for the job. Maybe I'm not the person with all the answers to fix the problems in this country. And percent, you know, maybe I'm 70% right. I don't know. But I don't dare have enough hubris to think that my answer is always the correct one. So that's an easy one for me. That's why I take the money and why my number is certainly much lower than the Powerball jackpot one. We'll go to Ken out in Elma. All right, Ken, do you take the money? I have the winning Powerball ticket, but you're never going to win in an election for the rest of your life.
How much money?
It's the Powerball jackpot, $1.9 billion.
All right. I would keep half of it and donate the other half to the RNC.
You can't have it both ways. Here's the thing, Ken. You can't have it both ways. In this hypothetical question, you can twist and turn all you want. It is a black and white issue. You are winning this money or nothing. And by the way, if you win nothing, that just means the elections go on as per normal.
If it's $1.9 million, of course, you're going to take the money because the politics won't affect you anymore. You can do what you want. You can move out of New York State.
What's the number?
$1.9 million. That's what you said, right?
No, the Powerball jackpot is $1.9 billion with a B.
Billion.
Ken.
I'm sorry, billion, yeah. So if that was, if I would win that, yes, I would definitely.
But if it was $1.9 million with an M, would you still do the deal?
Yes. Because with that kind of money, politics wouldn't affect you anymore. You could go where you want. You know, you could go to a red state.
$500,000.
Then I would donate it to the RNC.
I don't know. Hey, Ken, thanks for the call. I think it's interesting. What's your price? How about before the break, we go to Craig in Niagara Falls. All right, Craig. I'll ask you the first question we have. Which would you rather have, your candidate lose today or Josh Allen misses the next four games?
Well, I had to come on the line and say it. Look, 4 weeks from now, Odell Beckham Jr. is supposed to be signing with the Bills. You're bringing Josh Allen back, Odell Beckham back. You got that Super Bowl in the bag at this point. I'd rather my candidate win than worry about that.
I've never heard a more confident Bills fan than yourself. In the bag. Yeah, oh, my goodness.
In the bag. Well, as far as the money, I can't believe I'm saying this. $1.9 billion is not my price. I'm sorry. I would rather see my candidate win, the one that's not in office right now. I would rather see him win than deal with her for another 4 years.
Wow. All right, Craig. Thank you. I just cannot believe people. So I just want to be clear. What you're saying there is that you think that the election, and this is every election. Somebody said, you said every election meaning presidential election. No. You take $1.9 billion, the winning Powerball ticket, but the catch is you lose every election. Every elected seat goes against your will for the rest of your life. From every judge, every clerk, every president, and everything in between goes against your will for the rest of your life. You have that $1.9 billion. But what you're saying is you think that the people in office have enough power that $1.9 billion wouldn't cover a difference. I'm going to say right now, that is insane to think that. And if you think that, I would urge you to start taking a little bit more responsibility over your own life and stop looking at somebody else to do something. I'm giving you $1.9 billion. You can't make it work with that? Let me know what you think. I'll be back here after the news. Brian Masurowski, 803-0930 on WBEN. Yes, back here, Brian Masurowski with you on WBEN. Hope everyone's having a nice day today. It is Election Day. So what I want to know is, what do you really think about going to the polls? What do you really think about the choices that you're making today? And see, it is a little bit different. I'm asking people who are listening to this right now, and if you're listening to me right now, there's a higher likelihood that you're a certain type of person, a politically involved person, right? Am I wrong on that? You can let me know. 803-0930 to join me throughout the morning. But so I'm guessing that you are going to the polls today, you're voting, and that you really strongly believe that it's going to make an outsized difference on your life, what happens at the ballots today. And you may be right about that. Most people, I think, kind of go about their day-to-day, and they know in the back of their heads, listen, I would prefer one candidate to another, but at the end of the day, my day-to-day life is not going to be different on no matter the results of this election. So how do we get to the bottom of how much does it mean to you? Well, I've been playing a little game today. Let's make a deal. Okay, which would you rather have? Instead of just asking you how much does it mean, which would you rather have? Your candidate lose today or Josh Allen miss the next 4 games? 4 years of someone you don't like or 4 games of no Josh Allen for the Bills? Now, you might be listening to that thinking it's an insane question. Ask that question down the dial just a little bit on 550. I bet you the reaction would sound a little bit. Ask that question amongst your friends today, wherever you're going. It might sound a little bit different than what's playing in your head. And the other one, okay, maybe that's just a little too trivial for you. What about this? The Powerball, which, by the way, the Powerball numbers just announced. Are you ready? I've always wanted to be Yolanda Vega for a day. Not, you know, just the job I'm talking about. The winning numbers are 10, 33, 41, 47, 56. The Powerball number is 10. Now, I don't play. I don't really know what that means. But those are the numbers. In case you wanted to know, they were drawn just a couple minutes ago, so they are in. But my second question was, or my proposition, my let's make a deal. Let's make a deal. I give you that Powerball winning ticket, $1.9 billion. What's the catch, you ask? Well, your preferred candidate loses for the rest of your life in every election. Do you take the money? 803-0930 to join us. We'll go to Kathy. Kathy, who's in the car. All right, Kathy, do you take that deal?
You're asking about a deal with the devil. My candidate, I guess it's not just about me. It's about my children. Are they going to be, or my grandchildren, are they going to be forced for a COVID shot? Are they going to be forced to be move out of town?
Kathy,
are they
gonna be might I remind you, Kathy, that you have $1.9 billion. I think your family will be just fine.
It's not just about me unless I want to be selfish. I mean, you've got your family, your extended family. What about your next door neighbor? I mean,
I gave you $1.9 billion with a B.
I don't care. I care about.
You could give everyone you just mentioned $1 million.
It doesn't matter. Freedom and choice is more important because it's my whole lifetime and other people's lifetimes. And that is being taken away from us.
Okay. Well, Kathy, thanks for the call. I'm hoping 803-0930 if you want to answer the question. Your mindset is your mindset. You will never catch me with that mindset again, which I call extreme hubris, to believe that I am so right about my view in the world that I think my candidate needs to win in all these elections, or else the world as we know it is going to come to an end, which is literally what somebody texted in to our board here, 803-0930. But just think about that. Think about the amount of ego it takes to think, I know so well who the right person for the job is, that if my wishes aren't fulfilled, the world as we know it is going to end. I'm just saying you will never catch me with the $1 billion dangled in front of my face or not. You will never catch me with that mindset that I know so well what is going to happen, what these people are like, that I would say, no way, you keep on to your money because the world depends on me and my ballot. Which is not to say voting is important, which is not to say that I'm not rooting for the people I support at all. But I think there is a certain amount of, I call it hubris, right there. We'll go to Bill out in Wyoming County. All right, Bill, do you take that deal?
Not at all. In no way. It wouldn't be for $1 billion. It wouldn't be for anything. I mean, you're basically talking about our election process and the fact that, you know, you're basically asking people at this point to choose between everything that they stand for is a patriot versus money. And I just don't agree with that at all.
Bill, it's a hypothetical. It's not saying that you alone are going to choose the election. There's still elections. It's a hypothetical question.
I understand it. But ask a veteran a question about that. About whether he would be able to vote for the rest of his life and or this, whatever it is. What do you think that guy would say? I mean, I just, honestly, I'm kind of appalled that you're actually doing this on the day that we're having a really important election.
All right, Bill. That's what we're getting down to here. How important is it? And listen, you say that's offensive. I don't think that's offensive at all. Do you know how important it is? It's so important that half the people aren't going to vote at all. Actually, it's a midterm. More than half the people. We talk 14% of Erie County registered voters, that is, not just people. 14% of Erie County registered voters voted early in the midterm elections. About a stadium's worth of people, by the way. And we treated that like it was the most impressive thing, because it was. So I, again, not everyone has that same opinion that what they select at the end of the day matters. And I mean, you tell me, am I really supposed to sit here and believe that my future family's life and way of life depends on who's running the DMV? And I'm going to turn down $2 billion to make sure I get my license on time. No, you know, I'm not going to do that. We'll go to Bill in Cheektowaga. Bill, do you make the deal?
Yeah, I take the money.
I think so. Immediate. It's an immediate answer for you, Bill. What's your price, though?
Yeah, for me,
where does that jackpot have to be before you start to question?
Listen, I'm good for $50,000.
There you go, Bill. Thanks for the call. $50,000. I would go a little bit more. Honestly, I would go higher. I would want that to be. In today's economy, in the economy we're going to have because my people didn't get an office, please, I'm going to need at least I would need that to be at least $1 million. If I can't even sing a Bare Naked Ladies song with no irony, I would need that to be at least $1 million. Because you'd want the house, you'd want the taxes, you'd want to have your piece of property and kind of be insulated somewhat from whatever you think might happen in the long run. But I don't know. Joe Beamer's in for David coming up next. He's in here with me. Joe, which would you rather have today? Your candidate lose or Josh Allen miss 4 games?
Well, you know, Brian, I mean, I don't know if you heard, but democracy is on the ballot today. And we should. Let me tell you, I've been thinking about this since you mentioned it at the top of the show. And, you know, I'm thinking over the next 4 games. And I don't know. I think the Bills could go 2-2 without Josh Allen. Now, if you made this Josh Allen for the entire season, I'm easily saying Josh Allen because I do believe this is a Super Bowl contending team. But for 4 games, it's not as easy an answer as your other question, which, I mean, you didn't have to finish saying the question. I would easily take the $1.9 billion. every day of the week. I don't care what the election is. I don't care who's on the ballot. I am taking the money in every situation. And like you, I mean, if it's over $5 million, I'm taking the money over the election.
Now, I was going to say, it's like where you have to start getting down to those numbers. The Powerball jackpot, I think, is a pretty easy one.
Yeah, well, apparently not for some.
When you start to get down to what is your price, that's, you know, when it gets interesting. That's when it kind of gets confusing a little bit. But the Powerball is just, that to me is a no-brainer. And again, like, part of this goes to, like, what's your hit rate? I'm picking the right person for the job. But I mean, go back, like, do an honest audit of your life since you were 18 years old. Every candidate you voted for, how many of them turned out to be A-plus no-brainers to the point where you can say, yeah, I am 100 for 100, A++, I got everything right and the extra credit. I'm the person who knows what is good for this country and what isn't. I just think that that's a level of ego I would never want to have. Because I think part of the process is, and this is what results in polarization, by the way, is thinking you have all the answers. If things don't go your way, the world as we know it is going to end. It wasn't that long ago, Joe. The 2000 election. You know what the general opinion was, Bush and Gore, leading up to the election? It was, I don't care. It was, they're both pretty much the same person.
Yes.
That was the polls going up to, opinion polls showed, that was the general feeling of the country heading up to the 2000 election. And 22 years later, apparently people think so strongly that one person is so vastly different from another, they would turn down $2 billion, which, by the way, if you're worried about your family, don't. Because, again, it's $2 billion.
That's right.
To make it go the other way. We have Lee Zeldin, one of the candidates, himself saying, if I get elected, I couldn't do anything about abortion law. I mean, he's admitting himself, I don't have really that much control over the situation. So the candidates themselves are saying not everything is going to be a full send change if I get into office. For me or you or anybody to think that they would know better or that it would be, I don't know. It's a different thing. I do want to get on Chapman in Lancaster. Chapman, do you take that deal?
Absolutely. And the reason why is because the one thing everyone's, I mean, the noble patriots, which by all means I'm one too and all that, to call this whole thing offensive and all that, there's something that they're overlooking is that our history, a society and all the politicians and all that has shown us that having the money and all that gives the power to make the changes and to change minds and all that. And
well, Chapman, I like that. I'm sorry to cut you off. We're running short on time here. That point, now he's talking about influence in politics. I can kind of tell. But you win $2 billion and you're worried about the future of your community. You just won $2 billion.
That's right.
If that is your main concern, think of what a well-managed, and by the way, You think so highly that you know exactly what's right, because my candidates are the right ones 100% of the time. A well-managed $2 billion in your local community, your town or city or anything, the good that that could do, the people that could feed, the jobs that could create, you name it.
Yes.
You could do a whole heck of a lot of good with $2 billion in your neighborhood.
Yeah. I mean, I say that about the something I'm going to talk about in the next hour, Brian. I say that about the election ads, too. Think about what good that money spent on election ads could do for communities around the country. But yes, your $2 billion, well managed, really, nothing political could stop what that money could do positively for your community.
You just want, you would run one election ad saying that all the money I'm raising that would go toward election ads is being donated to pave your street.
I just think it's ridiculous.
I think you'd win some votes that way.
I think it's just ridiculous, the amount of money spent in states like Georgia where, guess what? it could actually go to a runoff and you could see six more weeks of millions and millions of dollars being spent. There actually might be more money spent on the Georgia Senate election than the Powerball jackpot. To me, that's ridiculous.
Well, I think it's ridiculous the amount of money spent on the Powerball jackpot.
That's people spending $2 here and there.
Which adds up over time.
Yes, it does.
How many people spent $2 here? If you bought five tickets throughout the last, how many Powerball drawings are there a week? Two?
Three.
Three.
Yeah.
So over the last 3 weeks, as this thing was big, you bought five tickets per drawing.
Okay. But you could have been like me and hit the Powerball and got, at least got two of that back.
All right, but what's your, you know, hit rate on the Powerball number?
You probably could see
it's like $100 out the window.
You probably could see the money that you spent on lottery tickets and say, well, if I had just saved that money, I'd be sitting pretty right now.
Yeah. Well, I'm amazed at how
it's another payday.
I'm amazed at how serious people can take a hypothetical question. But anyways.
I thought it was a great question, and I really enjoyed the reasoning.
I tell you what, it is funny because I you know the levels of what you will get. I want people to go to wherever they're working, go to the nearest group of 20 to 30 year olds, and ask them this question: what would you rather have today? Your candidate loses, or Josh Allen's out the next month? And just see the result you get. And I think you'd be surprised. Joe, the results are in, though.
Yes.
The results are in. The votes have been tallied.
Uh-oh.
And the winner has been announced. Already. The polls have only been open for a few hours.
Are you allowed to say this before the polls close?
Well, we're going to do it anyway. Breaking news. Chris Evans has been named People's 2022 Sexiest Man Alive.
Oh, very nice. Congratulations, Chris.
Chris Evans, who, that's Captain America, right? Yes.
Okay. I'm glad you knew.
Well, not anymore, right? I don't think they're making Captain America anymore.
Well, Chris Evans, sexiest man alive.
He was in the Buzz Lightyear movie, but that was animated.
Yes.
So you didn't get to see how sexy he apparently was.
It was his voice, though.
Netflix's Gray Man. I don't know that either. But he's Captain America. Takes over from last year's winner, Paul Rudd.
Eh. Paul Rudd?
So, yeah, I don't know. It's like beating a fluke champion.
I guess so.
But Chris Evans, I mean, what do you think? Is this...
Now, does that come with like a photo shoot for People Magazine?
Yeah, I'm looking right now and I'm trying to think what I think. He's got a beard. Here's a take, Joe, and I'm saying this as I have a beard on my face right now.
Yeah.
I don't think you should be eligible to win Sexiest Man Alive if you have a beard.
Interesting take. Beards are in. Facial hair is in. Again.
I understand that beards are in. But beards are in partially because they hide part of your face.
Well, yes. I've started growing facial hair because I've gotten fat.
Yeah. But like, you know, if you want to be the sexiest man alive... I feel like you should need to see the face unbearded to really make that call.
I think we need to talk to someone from People Magazine and see what they think about this.
But he's got a thick beard, and I don't know what's under there.
Did he have a beard in Captain America?
Oh, no, Captain America would never have a beard, Joe.
So he looked good in Captain America. Did he?
I think he did have a beard in Captain America, actually.
Honestly, I never saw Captain America.
I didn't either. No. But I'm trying to think. I think he like did and didn't. He did a little bit of both.
Okay.
But I think you should be disqualified if you have a beard.
Doesn't Paul Rudd have a beard, too?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like me, sometimes.
Right.
Feeling a little, grow a beard. Well, hide your face.
Exactly.
For a while.
I'm feeling bloated. I grow a beard.
So you're in for David coming up next.
In for David. We'll obviously talk a little election. I might just even steal your question for the first hour because it went over so well. We'll talk that. We'll talk about, you know, your feelings. How do you avoid election coverage? We're not asking you to do that here on WBEN. But
what's the best way to not listen to me?
And then we have other things, Brian, like it's Christmas, you're out there shopping. Would you be upset if you got a refurbished gift at Christmas time? As someone who only buys refurbished game systems, I wouldn't, but we'll ask the audience.
I know we're running late. One of the best gifts I've ever given is refurbished.
I bet you
a lot of people are giving refurbished, because you know what the gift was? An old Tim Connolly Sabres jersey, number 18.
Oh, very nice.
Tim Connolly with the goat head, you know, not one of these new ones, but from back in the day.
Yeah.
Gave it to my brother. and you would have no choice. They don't make that new.
Well, no.
You would have to, a vintage piece. You see all these kids running around in Bill's starter jackets.
Yeah.
They're not new.
Those are refurbished. Right. Starters.
But I think people like them.
Yeah. People like them. Old is in, and we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about salary transparency laws in the show as well. Beamer in for Bellavia after the news.
There you go. It's 9:57. I'll see you tomorrow. Stay tuned for election night coverage here on WBEN.